Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, June 18th, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gandhi.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Harare is going high-tech with its water billing system, giving residents of Kwadzana, Budiriro, Glenview, Mufakos and Highfield suburbs the option to check their bill online.
You know that the situation is now faster. They have a situation where one person, you go there and it's a one-stop shop.
Government spending drives up domestic debt to alarming levels, which economists say is crippling the economy.
This is why, you know, companies are playing it prudent and rather, you know, avoid borrowing from the banks, you know, because of the prevailing harsh economic conditions on the ground.
Many of Zimbabwe's elderly population find themselves relegated to old people's homes with volunteers as their new family.
We are saying everybody who is now 60 years and above should be able to get some assistance.
Billing inconsistencies from rates to service charges that have dogged Harare for years may soon be over if the city's council's plans to go online works out. As correspondent Ivan Chifera reports, the trial is underway in five of Harare's suburbs.
Residents of Harare's Kwadzana, Mufakose, Budiriro, Glenview and Highfield suburbs are already testing the new system, which allows them to check the status of their water, electricity and other accounts from the phone or internet. This means an end to the trips to the main revenue office in the city center to query or pay bills, an added bonus instead of residents having to carry around their monthly statements to make payments. The new system requires only an account number, street address, stand number or SNM. Council Principal Communications Officer Michael Shideme said all accounts done through cell phones, banks and district offices will update instantly. Speaking during a tour of council districts already online, Combined Harare Resident Association Senior Programs Officer Tendai Muchada commended the council.
Perhaps one other thing that we just want to recommend within this pilot phase is that they might want to balance and perhaps change their service provider. You cannot rely on Tel1 Internet. I think you've seen that in two of the five district offices that we've been to, the system was offline. So it's still back to square one. One step forward, two step backwards.
Harare Residents Trust Senior Community Coordinator Regina Bakuri is hopeful the new system will improve the city's ineffective billing system. Additionally, says Arthur Muromba of the Harare Informal Traders Council, online billing, unlike the old system, will be more transparent.
My view is a noble idea. It promotes transparency, accuracy and all that. So we feel there's more they need to do, but what they've done so far, we appreciate it, because in the past, people used not to know the actual bills and everything wasn't perfect or transparent as such.
Fungai Chikosi of the Proudly Zimbabwean Foundation believes the new system will help build more trust between the residents and council and even boost the city's revenue.
But of interest is the dual role that is being played by each particular teller in each particular station. Before, you would come and stand in a different queue and then go into another queue. So there's a lot of time that has been wasted by people that would come and it would also create queues. But now you cannot have a person coming into the office and saying, "Ndadruku kanzuru nchibadara bill." You know that the situation is now faster. They have a situation where one person, you go there and it's a one-stop shop.
The system would be expanded beyond the five suburbs to all the council's 23 district offices throughout the city. Meanwhile, ratepayers who have defaulted on their payments will still be held accountable. Shideme says council has issued out warrants of execution against 4,038 properties and an additional 28,404 summons valued at 25 million are soon to follow. Chideme said commercial properties owing council more than $10,000 will be taken to court. Council is owed more than $300 million in rates and charges. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.
Government spending has pushed domestic borrowing up $338 million as of March from $75 million based on the latest Reserve Bank report. Taking a big hit from these are industries which had hoped for an improved industrial capacity utilization, currently at 39%. Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa's 2015 national budget of just over $4 billion exposed a deep fiscal crisis gripping government, including revelations that it will spend 92% of revenue in recurrent expenditures, leaving a negligible 8% for capital projects and service delivery. Former President of the Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce, Lakson Zembe, tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that government borrowing is stifling economic growth.
Even as all these factors are against rising cost of doing production from utilities, power, you know, from labor costs, this is why, you know, companies are playing it prudent and rather, you know, avoid, you know, borrowing from the banks. Because of the prevailing harsh economic conditions on the ground, because of the, you know, lack of, you know, fiscal space for broadening and deepening revenue streams for government due to company closures, okay, and employees losing their jobs, you know, shrinking, you know, tax, you know, income base, as well as even, you know, in terms of, you know, other government revenues from balance of payment support, which is basically not there for multilateral institutions. So the only way then for government under these circumstances is to be forced to go onto the domestic market and continue to borrow in order to continue financing its recurrent expenditure. It is not the desirable situation. It is not the best situation to obtain, because that in itself, you know, makes money, current, you know, money on the in banks very expensive, because government is now competing with the private sector.
But what can be done in order for Zimbabwe to have an economic turnaround?
Number one, we need, you know, political stability, so as to, you know, reduce significantly the current, you know, country risk factor. Number two, we need, you know, policy consistency and predictability and clarity, so that, you know, the international community can re-engage Zimbabwe and support us in terms of, you know, foreign direct investment, in terms of, you know, balance of payment support.
That was economist and former president of the Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce, Lakson Zembe, speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.